Support comes from Country Financial. Country Financial is hosting farm information sessions throughout Illinois from December to March. Topics include updates to the federal crop insurance program, the farm bill, and how to use grain marketing and crop insurance together to manage risk. Registration information is on their crop update website at countrycrop.com/update.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 636.5 down 1. July, 629.25 down 1.25. Soft May wheat, 585.75 down 1. July, 589.75 down 0.25. March corn, 440.25 down 1.5. July, 451 down 1.75. December, 457.75 down 1.5. March soybeans, 1317.5 up 4.25. July, 1281.75 up 2.25. November, 1114 up 3.5. March soybean meal, 443.10 down 390. March soybean oil, 38.26 up 55. February live cattle, 139.82.5 up 22.5. March feeders, 167.30 up 32.5. And February lean hogs, 86.27.5, and they are up 105.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Boy, when did I what did I miss? And we became the world cupboard for corn, just like in the last month or so.
Yeah, well, I think you know that just seems to be the situation when you have larger stocks. You know, I hope that we don't return to the way that we were, let's say, in the late '90s and beginning of 2000, where we were there basically their storage and everything was being purchased just hand to mouth. You know, demand seems to be better than that, but it is something that we have to be thinking about because that made it very difficult for producers to be able to get any better prices. You know, basically, basis got better and futures became poorer, and futures got better and basis became poorer. And so, you know, that's something I think we have to keep in the back of our minds that we may be headed that direction depending on how big the crop is this coming year.
I know that Brazil has pretty much stopped exporting corn, and there are weather problems in Eastern Europe and Russia. Another big shipment of corn flew out the door this morning to unknown destinations. Most of it was old crop. You have to think exports are going to be pretty good on Thursday's report.
Boy, you certainly would believe that to be the truth. And I think, you know, one of the things that's significant is, you know, we sold quite a bit of corn to China, of course, when we were down at 406. Now we're selling corn to unknown yesterday and today. And unknown is generally believed to be China or a purchaser who's shipping it to China. You know, I think that we're going to head back toward that 1.8 billion bushel demand. In other words, about 350 million higher if we keep on going at this pace. You know, it's when we were able to come in with exports that were really very good the last couple weeks, I think that basically said to the marketplace, and this includes China, this is a fair price for corn where we are at the moment. And so, therefore, we've been able to sell corn, and that continues to support us. So as long as we see sales like this, I believe that's going to be the case for a while yet.
So does March corn have 450 in it?
Well, I think it could potentially have 450. I believe that it would be a very short-lived 450. 445 and three-quarters, we have to remember back, that was the December low that we had put in August of last year and was an extremely strong support point, which, you know, once you break it, becomes an extremely difficult point to get through on the way back up. But if we do pop there, I believe there's probably a lot of wrestling orders waiting to be filled. So I would be surprised if we could hit 450, but to trade through 450, which would mean that would be a guaranteed sale to somebody who has it sitting at an elevator or even in the futures, could be a real tough thing to do.
I'll turn our attention to soybeans, where it really has been all about the meal, it seems to me.
Well, it certainly has been all about the meal. And, of course, we had that 40,000 metric ton soy oil sale to unknown.
That was impressive,
too. That didn't hurt anything either. That was very impressive, to say the very least. And, you know, there are some major problems. You alluded to the fact that Brazil's having some problems. When you look at southern Brazil, they set the hottest record for January down there, and the heat really hasn't left up. In fact, it was so hot that the humidity dropped only 15%, which is actually dangerous for human beings, much let alone plants, you know. And so it's impacting corn and the corn crop, the late planted bean crop, as well as sugarcane and coffee. So we'll be watching that closely, because anytime you start to lower the crop down there due to problems, that always seems to shore our situation up, because November beans yesterday couldn't do a darn thing in the face of the big crop coming on down there.
Well, we do know that on the flat price, meal made new contract highs, and the November-December spread is pretty impressive, too.
It really is. You know, I think that, you know, when you talk about end users, they have really got to be on the ball in terms of covering their input costs, because although there are a lot of alternatives to meal in some areas, meal is still one of the products of choice. And so that's going to be an ongoing issue. And I don't see that slowing up any. Demand for meal is strong. I believe it's going to continue to be strong. We do, though, you know, a lot of meal goes into hog rations, and this PED situation that we've got going on is certainly not making anything better there or looking better for down the road. So I guess we'll deal with it when we get that far. But at this point in time, anybody who is going to be feeding really needs to stay on top of that as an input cost.
So the question is, this bean issue and good strong demand in the U.S., how much influence can it have on November going forward?
Well, I think that it is supportive of, you know, if you look back in history, you know, the part that's kind of interesting, and it doesn't mean it's going to happen now, but normally when you go to a new high price, when you fall back, you normally would fall back to about half of that. So let's take a look. You know, we went to $8 on corn. That would put us approximately at $4 on corn. You know, we went to $16 on beans. I don't think $8 is in the game, but I think $9 at some point in the future could be in the game if we don't have major weather problems. I think in terms going forward, as long as we continue to have really good exports, and as long as the trade isn't totally sold on the idea that we're just going to plant a mega amount of bean acres, you know, because you still have the opportunity to make better money on corn if you can get corn to produce. And so into the spring, I think that we're at least supported that far down the road. Of course, I will put a question mark or a qualifying statement on that, Dave. Depends upon what the forum says at the end of the next couple of weeks. Could put a kink into the marketplace, but I don't think we'd see ourselves trade much below that 10.65 that we've already seen.
And could we see 13.40 beans in March at some point in the next few weeks?
Well, we've got it's possible. We have a long-term trend line that's at 13.24.5. That is the first place. If we can close above 13.24.5 in March, I think that 13.40 is probably very much back in the process. The big thing that end users have, producers have to watch is basis has been very good. You know, so if we begin to add to the futures price, will the basis begin to pull back as farmers start to sell? So sometimes, you know, waiting for a futures price can be a really foolish thing to do when you could get the same amount of money when the futures price was lower because the basis was better.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
Thanks, Dave. Talk to you this afternoon.
Yep. Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group out of Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. March corn is 440.5, down 1.25. December's 457.75, down 1.5. March soybeans are 13.18.75, up 5.5. November's 11.14, up 3.5. March soybean meal, 444, down $3. March soybean oil, 38.27. Up 56. February lean hogs, 86.27 and a half up 105. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.